Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk, we'll hear from former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, who spoke today in Pella at both Monarchs and the Presidential Forum at Vermeer.
Well, Senator Santorum, you're going to be speaking at Vermeer for the National Association of Manufacturers Forum on Manufacturing this morning. And if you could just briefly give us, you've got a little bit of a plan concerning manufacturing in this country, and what is that plan?
The plan is to give manufacturing the jumpstart that it needs by reducing taxes on manufacturers and processors. The first step of the plan is to cut the corporate tax, actually eliminate the corporate tax for all manufacturers and processors in the country. I mean, we need to be competitive with the countries that are taking our jobs away, and we need to return those jobs here to America. We need to have new products that are developed here in America, made here in America. And so we have to create an environment where we can compete against the Chinas and the Mexicos and the South Koreas and the Taiwans. And we can do that if we create a profitable environment. And so the first step is to relieve the tax burden on manufacturers. Second step is to relieve the regulatory burden. I promise to repeal every regulation the Obama administration has put in place that costs businesses more than $100 million a year. So we'll repeal some of them, we'll replace some, but in every instance, it will be a much more friendlier environment from a regulatory perspective for folks who want to manufacture here, and we'll send that signal immediately upon being elected president. Third, we're going to provide capital for manufacturers to invest in plant and equipment, and the way we do that is for all those manufacturers who move their facilities offshore. If they bring the profits back, which are estimated to be about $1.5 trillion in profits sitting in banks in foreign countries, and the reason they're sitting there is because if they return those profits to the United States, repatriate them, they will be taxed at 35%. So what we do is say if you invest that money in plant and equipment in America, you will pay no taxes unless you bring that money back and invest it here in America. And finally, energy prices. That's the big, one of the biggest costs for manufacturers. They're energy-intensive industries, and we will have an entire energy plan that includes, again, repealing Obama regulations, that one of which will shut down about 60 coal-fired power plants, but eliminate all subsidies and all tax breaks for all energy, so we can have a marketplace with a level playing field. We can open up, for exploration oil. And gas exploration in Alaska and offshore and in deep water. And in addition to that, have a permitting system for coal and for coal fire as well as nuclear power plants where we can have these plants built so we can have plentiful electricity at a reasonable cost.
Those are all very important things, taxes, regulation, energy policy. How do we compete on a wage basis? That's a big thing. China, Mexico, they beat us on wages. How do we become more competitive in that area?
Well, we beat them, they may beat us on wages, but we'll beat them on a whole lot of other things. Proximity to market is actually a good thing for us. Certainty of patent protections and legal protections. If you're a manufacturer and you manufacture in China, within a few years, there's a very good chance your intellectual property is going to be stolen and you're going to see knockoffs of the product that's being made over there. So we have a lot of advantages that counter their wage advantage. And if we can create enough advantages in other places, then, and particularly given the manufacturing sector that is not heavily labor intensive, if you're in a heavily labor intensive industry, there's a small likelihood you're going to return those jobs to America. And in fact, what's happening is China is actually losing jobs to other countries that are lower wage jobs than China now. And so if you're always looking for the lowest wage job, site, then we're not going to compete. But we can compete with a lot of manufacturing that uses automation. And the good thing about that is that the wages that are paid, because you're using, machinery to and automation to help produce the product, you can pay a higher wage, and wages become less an important part of the overall equation. You bet.
Again, that was our guest, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.